Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. And I am so glad to be here. Today is Friday, April 26, 2013. And it's a wonderful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we are having a good Friday. Every Friday is a good Friday. Isn't that right? All right. We're having a special guest here today. His name is Osco Bolton. He's a community activist. And so I'm welcoming him onto the show today, so be glad to hear from him. Along with today, we're going to talk about use your words to succeed at being yourself. I am, as you all know, I am an extreme fan of Joyce Myers because I believe that she really gives good quality information when it comes to really knowing yourself and being yourself. So when I get back, I'm going to actually share my devotional for today. But in the meantime, I think I really want to hear, who do I want to hear today? What do I want to hear today? I'm not sure. I want to hear some jazz music, something going on here. Okay, so let's get it in with Ty Markey.
Thank you.
go crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. You know, lately I've been trying so hard, but I just can't stop. Missing you is crazy, baby. But living without you is the hardest part. They say love takes time, but I guess that's true. But baby, you know I'm no fool. I'm gonna put my trust in you. But it's gonna take such a long time to figure out what was on your mind. When the thought of losing you has broken my heart in two. So I can't take the pressure.
I can't take the pressure.
I can't take the pain.
I can't take the pain.
Loving you is crazy. Try the very best I can to change your mind. Make you see that forever, baby, comes one day at a time. I don't care as long as we're together. It may be stormy weather, but if I can't have you, baby, the stars don't even matter.
simply for my family. Go to work every day and still have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. I keep on. Cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit the floor in search for an answer to his prayer, praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. Yes, it will. But until that day, let's stress and noise ring. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah. So to everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. All right, you all, I am excited about this Friday. I'm always excited about Fridays because it gives me an opportunity to talk to you. You make sure you check out our Lawless After Dark. I'm putting the emphasis on Lawless After Dark. That is after 10 p.m. Check out our week-long shows. They're 30 minutes long, but that's 30 minutes of good after darkness. That's something y'all got to Got to bring that up to TL. 30 minutes of good after darkness. All right. All right, y'all. Today I am going to speak upon what I always find things that lead me to just actually talk about it. And it's use your words to succeed at being yourself. I just stuck out on me because stuck out at me because I have a tendency of speaking negatively and letting it just kind of hold me and hold me until I just need to, you know what, I need to let this go. I need to just go ahead and move on. But and especially in my line of work and where I want individuals to move on into a positive direction. And, you know, our words can hurt us and harm us in some way where we are holding ourselves back. So this devotional is from Joyce Myers, and Joyce Myers is a minister, which I really love. I love all of her daily posts I get, and I feel inclined to share it with you. So this is what I took from her today. Never say or think negative things about yourself, such as, I never do anything right, I'll never change, I'm ugly, I look terrible, I'm dumb. Who could ever love me? Matthew 12:37 says, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Proverbs 23:7 says, a man as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, the way we talk and think about ourselves reveal how we feel about ourselves, and it affects our lives. We need to speak good things about yourself as private conversations if you need to. Speak good things about yourself in line with what the word says about you. For example, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am made acceptable in the behold of God, created me and formed me with his own hands, and God doesn't make mistakes. I like starting the day declaring positive biblical confessions. You can do this while you're driving to work or cleaning the house. I also encourage you to look in the mirror and say out loud, God loves and accepts me as I do. When you start to speak good, positive truth about yourself, you can succeed at being yourself just the way God created you to be. So I want you to just kind of dig deep, because I know a lot of people, and there's a lot of individuals out there that have issues with speaking upon themselves in a positive way. And we try real hard, and I've run into even close friends. I've had close friends to say, this is who I am. I'm not going to change. It's always going to be like that. My life is always going to be awful, and it's just there's nothing you can do or say about it. And positive don't work. And you know what? It does work. You know, you can't say it doesn't work because it does. If you are consistent, and I always use this word, and I use this word with my clients because I don't think my clients really understand what I mean by being consistent. You have to be consistent in what you want for yourself and the things that you do in life. For example, like I was saying for negativity, if you're consistent in being negative, guess what? You're always going to be negative. If you're consistent in taking care of yourself the way you need to, you know what? Taking care of yourself is not going to be a problem because you're being consistent, and that's going to improve you. See, I know you have to realign yourself and think and say, you know what? I can remove the negativity from my mind, my body, my soul, and I can speak words of affirmation, words of happiness, words that complete you. I use affirmations all the time. I have one affirmation is I am the best life relationship coach, and my clientele is overflowing. These are positive affirmations. These are affirmations that I set in my phone every day to remind me of my goal. My goal is to be the best life marriage relationship coach out there. And I want, and my clientele will overflow. See, having that ability to speak out exactly the things that you want and need in life, that's the way to go. You know, earlier I posted on Facebook about relationships and how communication and trust are a given. It's a given. I mean, anyone knows that to have a good relationship, you need communication and trust. But to have an awesome relationship, you will have communication, trust, and growth within your relationship. And growth means that you need to be able to grow with each other no matter what it is that a person needs to do. And I believe a lot of couples get stuck in that rut because they don't understand that everything does not require just, okay, this is what we're going to do here, and that's it. We're going to settle. We're going to get comfortable. But you need to be able to grow because we change as individuals. Marriage changes us, if you didn't realize that. And a lot of people say, oh, nothing's going to change. We've been living with each other for 15, 20 years. But as soon as you get married, it does change because now there is a commitment. There is a binding commitment, this contract, this license you signed, this man that you stood before God and your families or whoever. You contested to them. You gave them the saying that, you know, forever, we're going to go through these trials and tribulations. We're going to do whatever it is for us to do to make sure we live happily together. But the thing is, in order to live happily together, you need to communicate, you need to trust, and you need to have the ability to grow within your relationship. No relationship should have one person just growing. Both of you need to grow. One person shouldn't be holding the other person back from growing. You need to be able to grow. Growth in a relationship means 100 times more than trust and communication, believe it or not. Growth. Because if you have the ability to grow within the relationship, that means you have the ability to grow within yourself, to make a positive influence among other married people. It's possible. You can't say it's not possible. There are people out there that have been married for 50, 60, 70 years, believe it or not. There are married couples out there that have gone through the storm, but, you know, they have grown together. I want you to think back. If you dated someone for so long and you look at when you first dated them and, you know, how beautiful they are and how, you know, they you know, may not be as heavy. But you grow. You grow with that person and they grow with you. So we can't be selfish about that. And we also can't be selfish with ourselves when it comes to talking about ourselves and being a part of who we are. Stop self-sabotaging yourself by saying negative things about you when you know that just a simple adjustment can make you feel better. It's about being self loved and uplifted. Uplift yourself. Don't say, I never do anything right. Say things like, you know what, I'm going to do it right this time. It's going to be okay this time. I'm going to change. I'm going to change because I want to change. I'm not ugly. I am beautiful. I tell people that all the time. I think I have like this ego issue, but I'm just going to say, some days, and I'm going to be honest with you, some days I don't feel like, you know, I'm the finest thing in the world, but I'll tell you I am. I don't sit and have my little pity pot. And if I do have a pity pot, I will say it's about 5-10 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, all right, it's time to go ahead and change this. It needs to work. And you know what? And there's someone out there for everybody. I always say there's someone out there for everybody. You can never say that you can never be in a relationship. You will never be in a committed relationship because you can't find anybody that's going to love you for you. And I think that's a bunch of BS, because you will find the person you're looking for if you just take the time and just relax. And you have to work on yourself. And I always have to tell people, you know, you need to be able to work on yourself to know exactly what it is that is the issue. So a lot of folks don't want to admit that there is an issue. So when I get back, I'm gonna talk a little bit about having that self-worth and being able to not use your words to self-destruct your own well-being. And then I'm also going to speak upon letting go of the issues that you have within your life so you can move forward. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. This is Must Be Heaven by Wild Child featuring Molly Macedo.
In life, many people take things for granted. No matter what you have, make it your heaven on earth. Because some people might not have what you have. So embrace what God's given you. Enjoy it.
about to do this right now.
Let me know, I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in this trench coat, I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared, that's my seat, yo. Everyone's a weatherman, they say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make, I'm on my Obama. Shout out to my haters, that's that word to your mama. Hey girl, I know you think I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay, girl, I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change. Everything about you, including your last name. The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby, join me on the plane. The six of spades and you can get loose. I'm your king of hearts, you'll be my queen of diamonds. As long as I'm around, baby girl, we gon' be shining. Hey girl, I know you're doubting everything I say, girl. Probably thinking that I'm running games, girl.
Running
I don't
game.
Play, girl. Oops, I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna roll. Hop up in my whip, just say the word and we can go. It's only at the top, so girl, I really need to know.
Welcome back. This is the Midday Release, and you're listening to Dr. Linnea Buckwalter right here on Lawless Radio. All right, make sure you check us out Monday through Saturday. We have shows during the day, we have shows in the evening, and we got that After Dark going on. Monday night, we got Lawless After Dark. On Tuesdays, 8 p.m., is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. At 8 p.m. and Lawless After Dark at 11 p.m. with BMO Slim. We also have Wednesday, Grit Grind, TL, the chairman. On Thursday, we have Bucking Off with Buck right here at 9 p.m. And yours truly right here at 12 noon every Friday is the midday release. And check out my girl, Mel Lawless, a No Limit, and Lawless After Dark at 11 p.m. Eastern. All right, y'all, I am talking about having that ability to use your words to succeed at being your best. You know, I think some of my friends, they get upset when I'm always just as positive. I try to be positive when I listen to them. And, you know, and there's times that I get on my little pity pot and I would like for them to listen to me, but I always come back and say, this is how I was feeling, but this is how it's going to be. And there's no other greater place than being in love with yourself and being able to succeed at being the best person that you can be. Negativity, all it does is hinders you from growth and progress within your life, your job, your relationship. So why be negative? Why have that negative attitude of, oh, I can't do this. I'm not worth it. What can I do? You want to uplift yourself. Give yourself grace and praise. Praise yourself for being who you are. Praise yourself from talking about negative things about yourself. Just say right now, I'm done speaking negative things about myself, and I declare the truth that I love everything about me. Can you say that? Can you say, I am done speaking negative things about myself, and I declare the truth about loving and accepting myself? You have to be able to do that. You need to be able to say, I can be all that God has created me to be. I can be all that God has created me to be. You have to believe it, feel it, say it. Whatever it is you need to do, you need to do it. Because in the end, who matters most, and that's you. So if you could just take my advice and my words and hear my words and just ponder on them a little bit. Stop all that negativity. For one, stop talking about people. Stop being negative when someone wants you to do something or you feel that you can't do it. Say that you can. Put an effort into it. Try. T-R-Y. Try. Try to be the best person you can. You know, I'm writing my book, and I'm in the process of writing a chapter. I'm actually writing two, going back and forth for two chapters. One chapter is how men think, and the other chapter is the day that I believed in me. And I'm talking about, in this chapter, I'm talking about the day that I decided to believe in myself and not let others dictate who I am or who I'm supposed to be. And that day that it happened, it was so rewarding and remarkable because I felt renewed. I felt at peace with myself because I no longer was saying negative things. I was saying positive things. I was bringing a positive aura and light into my life. I was more calm. I wasn't so stressed out. I wasn't yelling and complaining. I do yell, and sometimes I complain. You know, that's human nature. This is what we do. But I was able to just take a deep breath and be calm. You know, so my journey started off with reading the book, The Secret. And I really love that book, and I suggest that to anyone, especially when you want to be more of an empowering force for yourself. And being an empowering force for yourself is that you are your biggest advocate. You do everything. Everything you do is for the improvement of you and you only. Not the improvement of somebody else, but the improvement of you only. That's self-empowerment. You have to self-empower yourself to do the things that you need to do to be better. I'm self-empowered. I'm self-empowered that I'm going to be nationally known. I'm self-empowered that I do things to better the world and help people. You know, you have to be able to press on. You have to be able to know that there is someone out there listening. You may not have a voice, and there may not be people calling in, but there's someone out there listening. There's someone hearing those words and saying, "Yes, I can do me. I can do this." Get your butt off that couch. Stop sitting at that job that you hate so much. Stop dealing with that crazy ass mofo that you've been dealing with for the last year, knowing that you need to get out. Stop letting your friends dictate how you need to run your life. Tell your parents you are now grown and these are the things that you need to do. Open your mouth. Be a voice for yourself. Talk to yourself. Be able to work with yourself. Stop relying on people to live the life that you need to be living, and that is for you. You live your life. You do the things that you need to do for your life. You keep positive. You stay forward. You press on. I get so passionate about it because I talk to people, and every time I talk to them, their head is down. You know, you have to be a powerful force and say, "Hey, all right." So I know I'm getting like really into it. I just woo-sah. But I'm telling you, it gets me so, and it hurts me when I see people. Self-sabotaging themselves by talking down about themselves. Because, you know, you were brought in this world for a reason. We all have a purpose. But it's your job to figure out what your purpose is. The Lord is not going to tell you what your purpose is. It's your job to figure out what your purpose is. And no, your purpose is not laying down, being lazy, ain't doing nothing, talking crazy, cursing people, cutting people up, yelling at them. That is not your purpose. And if you think by 1 minute that is your purpose is to do nothing, you are wrong. You are wrong. Your purpose is to succeed in life and to be a better person. This is why we were made. We were brought into this world. And I'm convinced that those who go onto a different path and not being positive refuse to work it out. And yes, there are people out there with mental issues and need help, but I'm just saying you have to be able to work it out and say, "I can do this. I can do this." Do your thing. Do what you can. You know, if you don't try, you don't know if it's not going to work. And if you don't keep trying, you never know if it's going to eventually work at all. So that's the thing. People say, "Well, I tried it for a week and it didn't work for a week, so I'm not gonna try it again." You know, 5 days, I keep doing it, I pick it back up and it just don't work. I don't have any results. You don't have any results because you're not consistent. It doesn't work because you don't believe into it. See, if you don't believe that yourself, you don't believe that you're gonna change, you're not gonna change. So you have to have that ability to say, "Yes, okay, you know what, I'm gonna make a big difference and I am gonna change. This is gonna be me. I'm going to be a different person." Change, 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 people, change. You can do that. All right. I'm going to play Do Your Thing by Do or Die Chicago, and I'll be right back.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl.
Want to see your body do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Girl, I got a bad figure body. Tyron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby, come and sit it to the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good in the mother, come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Let the sicker in the beautiful figure, you super thicker in the liquor, got a rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, steady kissing your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body so I lick and taste it. Cheap folks in different places, in the Bentley it's a favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team, she off the record. Let's just matter. Put the get better when it's always worth. She's super soaky, super soaky. But for the channel, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do.
Put the phantom in pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. There's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing. Do your thing.
All right, y'all, that is my hour. My hour goes by fast, but you know, I always enjoy talking with you all and just giving you what's going on in my head, because I have a lot going on in my head. I think sometimes my brain gets to hurting, and then I have to wake up in the middle of the night and write things down because I process so much information. And only way that I'm able to get that outlet out is to be able to speak with you as openly as I can. So as we progress with the midday release and it gets better and bigger, I know this, my fans are used to a different shift on how I work, but you know what? I need you all to see that other side, embrace that other side, because I feel that it's more needed than the raunchy. It's a little bit more needed. And I could be raunchy because, you know, I've gone over there to No Limit and just give them a piece of my mind, and we all share the love. Unfortunately, my guest did not make it this time, so hopefully he'll be able to show up next Friday. And I just love the Lawless family. So if you're interested in submitting your music here at Lawless, make sure you go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music button, and follow those instructions. So that is very important because we do not play your music. Don't download. Don't send me no links. I cannot play them. That's it. You just need to follow instructions. All right? I am a DJ on Lawless Radio. I am not the owner. So, no, and even the owner don't even put your music up there. You have to follow instructions. Wrong people, follow instructions. You get things done. All right, y'all. This is Dr. Linnea Barcalter. You've been listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. I air every Friday at 12 noon. Remember, everyone, life is a gift. Use this gift to live a positive and productive life. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will be blessed. Talk to you again. next Friday. This is Just Like Magic by Donnie Williams. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Yeah.